Ooh. I took some MILF.
The hell's that?
MILF. Mom, I'd like to fuck.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
Now how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added that these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
It's your cyber cigarette, your internet nicotine, your verbal vape, and your online crack pipe. It's time for your podcast fix with Justin and Nickelbag Rick. It's Pod Vomit.
MILF, 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 MILF. Got MILF?
That's so on so many t-shirts.
I know. Well, so obviously today's show.
Yeah.
We're going down the MILF path.
Right. It's like our mouths are going to be covered with frothy MILF.
Well, and there is a reason we are going on the we're putting our mouth on the tits of the frothy MILF.
Yeah, because I'm not putting my tits on anything. They're my tits.
Well, our webmaster.
They're more or less moobs, though.
Moobs. Yeah, moobies. I'm wearing my moobies hat. Our webmaster, Westside.
Of course, you always have to have some piece of Kevin Smith touching your body at all times.
Absolutely. That's right.
In some form or fashion. Kevin Smith is on you.
Next month, I will be at his Q&A here in the ATL at the Atlanta Improv, trying to suck his dick backstage.
And I just so you know, my goal is to mention Kevin Smith. That's great. I'm glad. I mean, you know, because you should get a mouthful of his cock. But my goal is to mention Kevin Smith at least once on every show, because one day he's going to listen.
That's
and
right.
He's going to just maybe hand us a lot of money. He's going to be like, here's some cash.
We'll hashtag Kevin Smith every show.
We could.
Down with that.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't.
Well, our webmaster, Westside, he sent me, it's funny because I sent him a thing out. And I said, hey, we're going to be doing some topics, and you know, do you got any ideas? And he goes, yeah, I had this idea of MILFs. And I said, okay, that's a great idea. I'll send it in and see what they say. And he shoots me this text back, goes, man,
you sent it up the pipe, didn't you?
That's the most politest fuck you I've ever gotten in my life. Right. I was like, no, we'll just see if it floats, you know.
Okay.
And
so you told him to fuck you at first?
No, I just said, we'll see. I will send it in and see. So, it's not a bad idea. Obviously, we're doing the show.
So Wes takes his idea. He writes it down. He sends it through the pneumatic tube. It comes up to our main office. Our CEO takes a look, and he's like, approved, or did he say approve?
Yeah, he said approved. So
okay,
that's how we're doing the MILF show.
All
so
right,
I get the. It was like one of those.
Yes, we do have pneumatic tubes in our studio.
I got one of those Willy Wonka style envelopes back. It says,
yeah.
Tell your new webmaster congratulations on the topic for episode 50. Whatever.
One time I accidentally put my savings deposit slip in there. I was like, oh shit, wrong one.
And I was like, man, he's stingy with that cash.
You know.
Hey, you didn't bring your cup. Your
Oh, I forgot my cup. So I have this cup that's it's got a Star of David on it.
No, it's got a bunch of Stars of David on it.
Yeah, it's got one big Star of David, and it's got a bunch of little ones. Nice. And what does it say, Rick?
It says, well, what does it say? Hebrew?
It says Mazel Tov, bitches.
Mazel Tov, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say Hebrew because it was like a pint glass.
Yeah, because if you haven't known already, I'm also known as the Hebrew Hammer around these parts.
Reverend Rick and the Hebrew Hammer, we're a wrestling team that we wear masks. I've just revealed ourselves. And our manager is this black guy, but he looks like Colonel Sanders the way he dresses. His name's the Master.
Yeah. He's not going for the Don King look at all. At least wear a wig or something.
It's called irony.
Oh, man.
But he's the one that brought us the idea of the MILFs. But
he's not only a webmaster, he's an idea man.
No. He's beyond that. Let me tell you something. When he comes into the studio today, I said, dude, You've been on the show for, this is like your fourth show. We've been hanging out for a while. I knew that you were this big soccer hooligan.
They rub dicks at night.
And but he is like really a big, you know, he's a big to-do over in England. I was surprised. I was like, I've got to find a way to pimp our show.
I know. England loves this man. Have you been knighted, sir?
Well, no, not yet, but I follow the world's best English football team. It's called Nottingham Forest. And I got quite a few followers over there that we talk lots and lots of shit together.
I love that you call it football. That's cute. No, I'm kidding. No, but but I just, you know, this, we got a bunch of ignorant motherfuckers that live here in the South, and we're like, football? That ain't football.
That ain't football.
You don't wear shoulder pads.
And a helmet?
But yeah, that's actually the original football. That's so, right. You know.
Well, the other thing that was funny was our producer, Luke, maybe it was last year or the year before last, he was in England and Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he took that little hiatus and he would put pod vomit stickers?
Didn't he say he got lost in Sherwood Forest
or
something?
Yes, he did. He said he got lost in Sherwood Forest. But every
that's great. There actually are ghosts there.
That's where my team is from, by the
way. Yeah. Shakespeare's dead ghost is there.
Every pub that he went to, he put pod vomit stickers. In all the pubs that he went to, so if you look like at our little analytics thing, we have always in Ireland and in the UK, we always have a lot of downloads and listeners over there, which is pretty cool.
So that's worked out. And now Wes is basically our way into England.
Yes, are like our gateway, like Hendrix was. Yeah. You know, he was big in England, but Paul McCartney was who helped him.
Oh my
break
God.
It big over here in America.
Are you seeing a UK tour in our future?
I am.
And passports. I'm your gateway drug?
Yes.
You're our gateway drug.
Nice.
You're like the cannabis to our LSD or something. I don't know.
You're our verbal vape.
Yeah, you're our verbal vape.
That's full of heroin.
Methamphetamine outfit that we've got going in the... Wait a minute. I've said too much.
Yeah, meth is more colloquial to where we are than England.
See, Mom, I told you I'd be something one day.
Yeah. A go. Meth head. I mean, a gateway drug. I mean, a soccer hooligan. I don't know.
Yeah.
Which way does this thing go?
I don't know.
But West Side.
The Queen and Tony Blair might listen to our shit, man.
That's awesome. Hey, yeah. The Siri chick is. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, maybe old Sugar Tits Mel Gibson might like us.
Old Sugar Tits.
He's not even from England.
No, he's Australian.
He's Aussie. But still, that's how global we're talking about, you know. So, domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson's basically lives in, basically is from England's sewer, known as Australia.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything floats down here.
Everything floats downstream to Australia. Right.
Good day, mate. So, that's awesome.
Another shrimp in the toilet.
I'm getting I'm getting told we're having to go. Our intern's standing on one leg going.
Standing on her peg leg. Our intern has a peg leg. She's like a pirate. She's got a little parrot on her shoulder.
Well, congratulations, Westside. Thank you for being on our show. Me, such a famous individual.
Thank you.
Don't talk over mail time.
I know. Sorry. Thank you.
But congratulations.
Yes. And please exploit us to the highest ability that you can.
Yeah.
Consider yourself exploited.
All righty.
We'll be whores for you.
Yeah. So we have famous people on our show.
You'll be
not
our pimp.
Followers, people on our show. So
people like us,
right?
And doggone
really,
it,
really like us.
We're awesome.
Okay. Speaking of that, right to the barf bag.
Did we blow enough smoke up our own asses,
Tina? I'm not done. I'm still enjoying. I like a little bit of the fog, the velvet fog.
Yeah.
Mel Torme. All right, Tina.
All right. So today in the barf bag, we had Marie Turco email us.
Turco. I almost said Turdco.
Maybe she likes to hang out in Turkish bathhouses.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, let's see if she likes us or hates us before we start making judgments.
Right. She said, I like that Pod Vomit has finally found diversity within it with crew and format. Is this due to the strong winds of change that has been blowing lately due to recent controversy?
I'm blowing some mighty strong winds over here.
You should concentrate on more current topics than just toilet humor and slut shaming. Mm. You should add a few more women on your show than just sexual objects. Thank you, Marie Turco.
Wow.
So explain to me the difference between women and sexual objects. Well, I failed to see the difference.
Hey, Jackie Treehorn, you're turning objects into
Jackie
objects into women, man.
Jackie Onassis?
Jackie Treehorn. Oh. Porn
For me, I mean, it's like...
You're on the show. Do we treat you like a sexual object?
Well, sometimes.
It's kind of off-air, usually, but on the
show... We don't talk about that.
Yeah, on the show, I mean, it's just like, if you're comfortable with the conversation...
Yeah, we've never... have we ever slut-shamed?
No.
Who do we slut-shame?
Mm-hmm. What does that even mean?
I don't even know. I mean, we had that one chick on here, but we didn't really shame her for being, like...
Oh, because for being slutty. I think we usually slut praise, actually.
Actually, slut praise.
We were really happy with her. We didn't like, boo, put your clothes back on.
We want to praise the slut like we do.
Right, we're all about, if we want, we are all about some slut praise.
Yeah, I like sluts.
Yeah. The sluttier, lots of sluts, and I cannot lie.
The sluttier, the nastier, the better.
Yeah.
He asked, was the diversity in response to current events?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just.
Are you insinuating I'm here because the Confederate flag came down or something?
I don't know what she's saying.
I think that's
what
the studio is saying. It's like, maybe you should change. We don't operate that way here. If you're credible enough to show up and do the show and be fine.
All right, this is starting to turn into the Sean Hannity hour.
Yeah, right.
No
yeah.
thanks.
Yeah.
We don't care about current events.
That's why we don't.
Do you see what Marie Tuco is doing here? She's
baiting us right in.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. She's trying to.
Baiting us.
Yeah. Hey, so let's just move on to the next one.
Don't bait us, masturbate us.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, listen to something else. Right. All right, next one.
Let's shame some sluts or game some sluts. Or.
Next one from Wade Davila. He says.
Wait a minute. This Marie Turco, she's a slut.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Okay, carry on.
Total slut. All right, this next one from Wade Davila. Have you guys thought of doing a contest where the winner would get to come in and sit in on a Pod Vomit show?
No.
We call that community service.
Right.
Yeah. We'll do a contest, and whoever wins can fuck off.
Yeah.
Or could buy us some beer.
Right. Or beer.
Buy us beer and then proceed to fuck off.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of contest. I don't want to have a contest. That's too hard. We have a hard enough time trying to come up with a damn topic.
You know, I do. There is a reward for donating on Patreon, and I don't remember what it is. I think you get $50 or something like that.
So yeah, do that.
But that's after we made like 500.
So yeah, that and then if that's very good.
Donate to us on Patreon,
and you can come in and sit on our big comfy couch. With Westside and Tina and me and the anti-host, Justin.
Yeah.
And you can sit in on the
show. And depending on what you look like, I might let you sit on my cock.
Right. And me too.
Yeah.
And
we may
slut, like, praise you if you're a chick and you win.
Yeah.
And our producer will come in and give you an extra long, extended microphone in the face.
Yeah. So you and can slap you about it with a bit. With it,
and then leave. So
and then leave.
So you may feel a little bit of shame after that.
He lets you make the mess and then leaves.
I don't know what contest we could do. But I don't know who's gonna.
Who has the like smelliest balls?
Who's judging that?
Yeah. Tina. Tina.
The intern.
That's an intern job.
Smell his balls, Tina. Okay. So if you have the smelliest balls, you want to come in. Tina will smell your balls.
Yeah, and you have to wash them. So, you know, we're not letting you go like days and days without washing.
Did they have the best smelling balls or the worst smelling balls?
I don't know, worst smelling. But I don't want somebody to win just because they didn't wash them for months, you know?
Man, yeah.
I want somebody to naturally have smelly balls.
Right.
There's no way they can get around it. It just stinks.
It smells, it's just like.
Yeah,
you can scrub it, but it stinks. It's like underarm, it's like that underarm, you know, thing where people have, they just can't stop and put like a ton of.
It's like it's somebody deodorant. That just like has the most natural amount of nasty rotting from under cheese.
So we're going to be at the Burning Man show.
that's a good one.
No, those people don't count because they don't wash.
Right, okay.
All right, so what we have on the
Twitter twatter.
We have Domenico's Podcast, The Royal We, Punkast, JMFX Group, and Rock 102, Bax and O'Brien Morning, Springfield, Massachusetts, Classic Rock All Day, WAQY 102 FM.
Is that last one a terrestrial radio station?
It is, and they even like us. What does that say?
Wow.
They're like, our jobs are in jeopardy. We are going the way of the podcast. We like you.
We're gonna listen to this podcast. It's called Pod Vomit.
Yeah, Madison O'Brien here, Massachusetts. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. These guys Pod Vomit. They're a bunch of jerk-offs.
I just got a Pod Vomit sticker and put it on my car over there.
I put it on my khakis.
It's parked right over there. You want to look at it? It's right over there.
It's right there in the Harvard Yard.
Harvard Yard. Right next to the reconstruction of the Constitution.
How do you like them apples, there?
Yeah, I like that movie. It's about Matt Damon.
Good Will Hunting. All right, Rock 102. So we got Jackson O'Brien in the morning, Springfield, Massachusetts, classic rock all day. WAQ.
We got some love. We got love in England and New England. How awesome is that?
All right,
old and
new. Old right. and new.
Old school.
New old school. English and New England.
All right, so that wraps up the twatter. All the way from England to New England. Yep.
Yep.
So we're talking
milk from sea
today.
To signing she,
from she to signing she.
So
we're talking milfs today. And the funny thing is this was West Side's topic, and I was like, okay, yeah, you know, that sounds like a good idea. Let's see if we'll throw it on the wall and see if it sticks, and it did.
And it's nasty.
But the funny,
and this way I got to whack off under the guise of doing show research.
Right. That's what his old lady was like. Honey, are you coming to bed? I'm doing show research. Hold on.
I'm in the bathroom. Back off.
Yeah, I got some important business going on. I can't disappoint.
Make sure you spray in there, okay?
These guys ain't like those England guys, you know. I got to really step it up in here.
Yeah. Those England guys are easy to please, huh?
They're all cheeky.
Cheeky bastards. Like,
well, we spit you in there, you know, rubbing one off air, mate.
Yeah.
We're in there like...
Those guys in their flats and their lifts.
And their fangs.
They smoke them.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
They smoke their fags. We're not allowed to do that here.
How's that for diversity? What's her name?
Lewis. That is
Marie.
So...
Marie.
That Twice. Is so unpolitically correct, Rick.
I know.
That's Marie Turdco.
Turdco.
Turd jacket.
Turdcoat.
Marie Turd Burglar.
Turd Burglar. We don't like you. How did you hear of us? Why did you? I always love it how we get
Yeah, I'm like, now. How would such a stupid whore bitch find out about us?
Well, that's what I always think is funny is I listen to you, but I hate you. But I'll write you, but I don't like you.
I look for stuff that I fucking hate on the internet.
I want to right wrongs in the damn world.
I just Google shit that I get. Stand and I found you guys.
Vomit. I don't like vomit. Here's something vomit.
I really don't like vomit.
Oh my god, they are vomiting their ideas.
I don't like vomit and I don't like pea pods. And then you guys showed up when I did my search.
Was she expecting like highbrow ass comedy pod vomit?
Yeah, yeah.
I think
like,
so.
All of a sudden you're gonna hear like some classical music as we introduce her. Like all of a sudden it's like, hello and welcome to another edition of Pod Vomit.
Of Masterpiece Pod Vomit. Yeah.
Today we will be talking about fecal matter.
Oh.
And bestiality.
Hell.
And sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. As a contest will ensue.
Wes's friends in England might like that.
Yeah. I'm wearing my monocle.
Yes. Every English guy looks like the Monopoly Man. Except worse teeth.
Right. Like Austin Powers. Mm-hmm. They're a cross between Austin Powers and the Monopoly Man.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
But at least over there in England, man, they're cheeky enough to be like, oh, like a shag of milf, baby.
I always wondered if they spike their tea. I mean, who drinks tea that much?
It's a time for it.
I mean, if you're going to drink tea, you got to put a little liquor in it when you drink it that much.
I would think.
You know? And what do they spike it with? Well, I mean, do you think it'd be scotch? Nah.
You know that Firefly...
Yeah.
Yeah, that Firefly maybe, liquor tastes good with tea.
Maybe absinthe.
Absinthe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Put some absinthe in that tea. Yeah.
Shit will make you hallucinate. Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. I wonder if that's true.
Yeah.
No.
So basically absinthe equals LSD.
Basically liquid LSD.
Yeah.
Cuz I never remember reading Timothy Leary testing that shit out, so.
It was one of Sherlock's favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see Sherlock's a storybook character.
Yeah, so, but he was also like.
So to me, that just more or less fictionalizes.
Sherlock's real to me, man.
He's Robert Downey. Yeah, man. So Rick decided to take a piss like he always does in the middle of the show. Everybody.
Totally busted.
Here he is. He's back. He likes to drink a lot of beer. I
did some piss sit-ups. After I pee, I like to do some sit-ups.
Yeah.
It's this new thing I learned from these.
I think it's like funny how like after you finish a Corona, you piss back into it and then you drink it again. That's kind of interesting.
The circle of life.
Does it lose its alcoholic potency?
It's like every time you do it, it's like every time, like the first time it's a little less and then a little less, but you know,
Rick got
a little warmer and a little warmer.
Rick got that idea from watching Waterworld.
Right. Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Robin Hood and Sherwood Forest, where they didn't speak English. Like, I mean, they spoke English, but they didn't have the English accent. Right.
Like, he had no shame about not even trying to do the English accent.
It's like,
he's like, I'm not Errol Flynn. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'll do it how I want. Robin Hood was American, motherfucker.
Yeah. This happens.
He drove a Ford F-150. Yeah.
He drove the Canyon Arrow. Canyon Arrow on the Simpsons.
Is that the Simpsons thing? Yeah.
It was a big, huge SUV.
I remember that.
Smelled like steak and
Simpsons
episode. C-45.
Yeah.
Canyon Arrow.
and tasted like C-4 or what?
C-4. So we've strayed off the MILF path.
Yeah.
The old flabby MILF.
That happened.
Well, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, with the MILF, it's like, you know.
So, we've talked a lot about talking about MILFs, but we haven't actually talked about MILFs.
A MILF,
yeah. Isn't that interesting? So, what is a MILF to you, Rick?
It's a mom I would like to fuck. And now it's even turned into GILFs, grandmas I'd like to fuck.
So,
because, you know, some girls can be young and have a grandma. There's some young grandmas. 40, you know, still 40 and, you know.
I mean, 40. If your kid is having a baby when she's 12, you know, chances are you're going to have a GILF in that picture, right? Because that's going to be a young grandma.
I just seen a thing the other day where it was, who's the supermodel? Elle McPherson. She's 60-something.
Wow.
And she looks fucking great, dude. I mean,
there's like that. Like, how old is Suzanne Somers or Christy Brinkley?
Right, that was the other one. Christy Brinkley was like, she's like in her early 60s.
Yeah.
And she's in a bikini. You know, and I know MILF, that's the thing. On the way in, I was thinking about how it's turned into a porn term where, you know, you look on porn sites and everything and you get MILF. Boom, yeah. Right? And this is a term.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's still around, but there's one called MILF Hunter, and it's just. You know, it's set up like these guys with a handy cam are like going into grocery stores and shit looking for MILFs.
Right.
Like, hey, do you want to come over to my seedy little house with a garage and fuck?
We're going to ride over on the bang bus to get to the MILF Hunter house.
We'll fuck on the way on the bang bus, and then once we get there, we'll do a little more fucking.
Yeah, we'll do some foreplay in the foreplay Volkswagen, and then that'll transfer to the bang shuttle.
in my mom's garage.
All right. So, and then there's mymomsgarage.com.
Yeah. Probably.
But it's like, you know, so MILF has become this term of like, mom, I'd like to fuck in the porn world. But at the same time, when I even Googled MILF, I was thinking of looking, it would show people like, I don't know, Suzanne Somers, Valerie Bertinelli.
Right.
Moms that I'd like to fuck, you know, older women that.
You didn't know all the links were going to be to a .xxx site.
Exactly. I mean, well, that was the first thing. So I went to Image, and of course, it was just all naked, over 40 women, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm not opposed to that. And the funny thing is,
and you're like, that's not even a MILF. She doesn't even have stretch marks.
I remember like a friend of mine when I was in high school, when I was graduating, he was all into women that was like in their late 30s and early 40s. This was his thing.
Right.
And I kind of thought, well, that's odd. I just didn't think of it in terms that like that. I was like, look at all these young hotties running around in these little skimpy bathing suits. What do you care about their moms?
So now is he into women that are like in their 80s
and
90s?
No, he's not. But the thing is, it's weird. It's like he's still into women that are right around that age. But even at a young age.
But now it's an appropriate age for him.
True. But even as a young kid, he was very into that. So obviously the MILF thing was something that hadn't had a title or... You know, it had to be around, you know. Obviously, Westside had this thing going on as a child.
Maybe
we have unearthed something here on the show.
So it's like every time the dude comes over, he's like, hey, man, what's up? Where's your mom at?
Well, I used to have this thing.
I'll talk to you in a minute. I got to see your mom real quick.
Well, I had this thing when I was a kid. It was all about babysitters. When, like, my mom would get, like, an older teenage girl to watch me and my
BILF?
Mother. A MILF.
There you go.
I was always trying to find out how fast I could, you know, get them out of their clothes.
Yeah,
I was pretty. I was very successful.
Thank you.
I told this story about several of these girls. That,
man, I always had fat, ugly babysitters.
I'll never forget this one story. My mom went and picked this girl up. She comes out of her house wearing like the equivalent of the Hooters orange shorts and a tube
top. She just got off the work at Hooters,
and I'm sitting in the back in my mom's station wagon, and I was probably like 13. And see, I had a younger brother, so she was afraid that we would fight and burn the house down, so she would need somebody to make sure that we didn't tear the house down.
Right.
So this girl comes out of her house. She has long blonde hair, and the first thing in my mind was, I wonder how long it's going to take for me to talk her out of that tube top. And this was at 8 o'clock in the morning. By 10:45 that morning, as The Price is Right was winding down, I had talked this girl out of everything except for wearing a pair of panties in our dining room. As my brother played G.I. Joe in another room, and I was like, and I told this story to like a girl when I was older in my 30s. And she goes, that girl molested you. And I was like, no, she didn't. And then I was like, because there was about four or five of these chicks that did this. And she's like, oh, my God, that's just amazing. And I was like, I don't know if I was just a smooth pimp of love that could talk a bunch of teenage chicks out of their clothes at a young age. Or they were all whores. I don't know, man.
I mean, where did your mom go to find these babysitters? Did she go to Hugh Hefner's mansion?
No, these were just regular, all-American, normal neighborhood.
I mean, was she like, I'm sorry, sister, you're only a B-cup. You can't be my son's babysitter.
I would ask my mom to send, like, you know,
headshots of the babysitters. You'd approve or disapprove? Yeah.
No, this one's not going to really make it. I don't think she's, you know. And there was a few that I would get that, you know, they would put up, you know, like, oh, no, this is not going to happen.
They put up a fight a little bit.
I would even, you know, because I even got to a point where I was like, hey, you know, I'm really wanting to learn this whole French kiss thing. You know, can you show? I had a whole, I had Showtime. I've already seen all these movies, but I was, and some of them be like, yeah, sure, I'll help you out. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Silly, silly girls.
Yeah.
But they were older than me. So I'm like, you know, I don't know what that said about me or them. So I guess, yeah, they were BILFs or either I was a KILF.
You were a KILF. Yeah.
I don't know. And that was something that never took off, was the KILF. It got reversed into the MILF.
You were a jailbait.
Some girl goes to jail. What are you in for?
A JILF. Jailbait. I like the fuck.
I fucked a 12-year-old kid. You know? It was like I just got his rocks off.
All his babysitters are labeled as sex offenders. You can find them on the map. They're all little red dots.
Right. Go to mugshots.com.
Yeah.
And because I told you guys I was whacking off doing my research, I got a list of a few of my favorite myths.
Okay, well, who was some of your favorite?
A whole list.
So, number 10.
Your spank list. I have
You got a whole top 10 list?
Now, I'm a prepared individual.
Now, is this list in any particular order?
Actually, I came up with a 3B rating system.
Oh. Okay.
That stands for boobs, body, and butt.
Okay.
Okay.
And based on that system, I've ranked my top 10 myths.
Okay.
All right.
God, I feel so
I don't have any of that kind of stuff.
No. I jerked off a lot though. So that
who's helps. Number 10, Wes?
Number 10, and I don't know if she actually has a kid, so she may not be a MILF, but she's certainly getting in that category. Is Mila Kunis?
Okay. Mila Kunis.
Yeah, she does have a kid. She makes kid. She just has a child.
She just had with a kid.
Ashton Kutcher, so yep. She does pass.
She's officially a MILF.
Yes,
she is very good. My number
10. She's on my list actually. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Coming in at number 9 is Mel B or Scary Spice.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 8.
Yeah, dude. I'll go back. Just slow down on your list here.
Okay.
Mel B. So. I was surprised how hot she is, actually, because
she's better with time, dude.
Exactly. She's one of those that, like, with the Spice Girls, I never was like,
okay. Yeah, I was more into Baby Spice.
But
and,
since she's been on the America's Talent Show,
I agree.
I was like, damn, she looks pretty good.
Her maturity is working out.
And she's like, I feel like she looks like she, like, works out. She's got some fucking guns on her, man.
Yeah.
Well, some of these women, I mean, I will get back to your list, but I'm just saying some of these women, and we'll talk about.
And also on that same show, Heidi Klum. Another MILF.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely a MILF.
But it's just like, you have found the fountain of youth, because it's hard to believe. I mean,
the fountain of plastic surgery.
Not all of them.
She hasn't done it.
Yeah, I don't think Heidi Klum has, and there's some of them. Like,
oh, I thought we were just talking about MILFs in general.
No. I'm just saying there's some out there that it's just like you have just fell into the fountain of youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I got divorced, there was a real short period of time where I was going out with this woman, and she was 7 years older than me, and she was fantastic looking. And, I mean, it wasn't nothing really serious, but at the same time, I always, you know, kind of thought, you know, what if this did turn into something really more than this? Because she's beautiful, but at the same time, there's a big...
You're like, I don't really want to have to pay her AARP fees.
Well, I mean, the future can be very different from where it is right now, but at the time, it was like...
You're like, I'm going to collect on that life insurance right away.
Okay, Westside, what else you got?
What's what's number seven? Because we're at number seven, right?
No, we're at
number eight.
Eight. Okay.
I'm not a Russian.
No, Kunis is a Russian. Number eight is Jennifer Aniston.
She's not a mom.
Yeah.
She's not a mom.
But she's the MILF age.
She's in that age demo.
So she's like a crazy cat woman I'd like to fuck.
Yes, that's a good list so far, man. I like Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. She's very hot.
Yeah. And
I almost said Jennifer Lannister. See, I've got Game of Thrones on my brain.
Oh, I thought it was just alcohol.
Or alcohol.
My next one was...
I was thinking about Bannisters.
No. That's Game of Thrones. The chick that played Dharma.
Jenna Elfman.
Jenna Elfman.
Yes, indeed.
She looks awesome.
Is she a mom?
Yeah.
Who played what?
Jenna Elfman. She was Dharma on Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
Didn't watch it.
I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of who she looks like.
God, she is gorgeous.
I have to look at her. I'm with you. I'm definitely with you on that one, Westside. She's a hottie. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, my next one is...
And not a bra wearer either.
Doesn't wear a bra. She's a bra burner.
Not a bra wearer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
My next one is kind of interesting. It's Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
Is she a GILF? No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. She's a GILF.
She's got grandkids, right?
I would hit that. I would totally hit that. Yeah. And I'll tell anybody, I don't give a shit what your political agenda is. Look, if you're working as a bag, we'll just set the scenario. If you're the bag boy in the lonely, you know, food, you know, giant or wherever, Winn-Dixie, and Sarah Palin comes in and goes,
what the fuck's a food giant?
It's a grocery store.
Does that exist?
Hold on. Let's just get through the scenario.
I really got distracted by the food giant. I mean, that's a big distraction.
And she comes in and goes, oh, hi, bag boy. You can carry these out to my car, and if you'd like to help me put them in the cabinets afterwards, you'd be like, okay, yeah, that's gonna happen. That I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you're like, I'm gonna hit that. I don't care what, you know, she's hot.
So what you're saying is lust sees no political boundaries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
She definitely has like a naughty librarian.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
If
you're like on the other political...
Yeah, she's that teacher I want to fuck, you
know? And if you like, she's a Republican, right? So if you're a Democrat, you'd be like, you fucking bitch.
That's the other thing. You'd be conservative.
Right, yeah. You can make it all nasty and shit, too. So, yeah, good pick. Good pick, Westside.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you have sex with her, the flip side is you also have the sex with George Bush Sr.
Okay. Well, so, all right. I'll probably still do that,
though. You know, because that's the rules of the Republican Party.
John McCain?
No, George Bush Sr. I thought John McCain at first, but I was like, George Bush Sr. would be worse.
Okay.
Right?
It would be.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just give you a couple of more.
What's the guy that ran last time? Had like those Mormon and all that?
Oh, yeah, Mitt Romney.
You have to have sex with Mitt Romney and all of his kids.
And
all 17 of them.
And you got to wear that magic underwear.
Yeah. The magic underwear that has like the little slip for your dick to come out.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're going in dry.
Yeah. Ooh.
So my next is former Miss America or dethroned Miss America, Vanessa Williams.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Williams?
Yeah, that never dethroned her. It's funny how...
Like the singer?
Yes.
Or is that someone else?
Yeah, no.
I haven't seen her. I thought she was hot when I was a kid. I had a crush on her when I was like in fifth grade, but I haven't seen her in a while.
She was a Miss America, but before she was Miss America, she took these hot, sexy, lesbian sort of, and they were very hot and explicit. Yeah, you can look them up online. And Hustler put them on there, and then all of a sudden the Miss America pageant said, oh, we're dethroning you, and they were trying to shame her. Slut shaming. Want to call us a bunch of slut shamers.
Yeah. Call Hustler.
Oh, I don't think so.
Give Hustler a call.
You know, and then, but she bounced back big time. She come out with Billboard hits.
Yes.
She had was on Melrose, I don't know if it was Melrose, but what was the show she was on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it was with the little ugly girl, Ugly Betty.
Wisteria
Ugly
Lane.
Betty.
Ugly Betty.
She was on The
Wisteria Lane?
Yeah, the crazy women on
Desperate Housewives.
She only hang out with Ugly Betty because of that hot girl that hangs out with ugly girls kind of thing.
She was?
But she
really did and truly.
Because she was hanging out with Ugly Betty, right?
But you know,
I don't know. I didn't watch the show.
But hey, you know, seriously though, that's a good pick because think about it. You pick somebody that was kind of ahead of their time. Because remember, back in the day, if you did some shit like that, that was the end of your career.
Yeah,
and she bounced back. You know, when like Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson did that honeymoon tape came out about them, it wasn't like the end of their career. It's like, well, she's on Baywatch, he's in Motley Crue. How bad can it be?
Yeah.
And they made money off of that. And then other people were like, it's
but
not
now
a big
their
deal.
Careers are over.
But see, now it's like you have a sex tape out. It ain't that big of a deal.
Nah,
you know,
it's marketing now.
Yeah, now it's like what she did.
It doesn't matter how Tommy Lee wants to flip his drums upside down. He's not. He's done, man.
Yeah, but look what he's done, though.
Yeah. I know. So who's next on your list? Roseanne Barr?
No. Actually, I'm going to jump.
It's Tom Arnold.
To my number one. And
wait, don't skip. Come on. No.
Skipper. We got time, man. Yeah, you can say them all. We're going to do the whole 10.
So the next one then is an obvious choice.
Which one is this? What number?
I'm on number 4 now.
Okay.
So my next one is an obvious choice is Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Oh,
and that's the thing. How old is Halle Berry? She's like 40-something, 48?
Yeah, mid-40s probably.
Yeah.
She's, I think, upper 40s now, right?
Yeah, I think she's in her 50s.
She's older than you think she is because she looks fucking great.
So she
yeah, her body is
and
still
she's
smoking.
She's one of those people who a young Halle Berry compared to today's Halle Berry still looks very the same. She has not – I mean, it's like she's kind of frozen in carbonite, if you will.
Yeah.
Hot. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's like the reason why people will take that one scene in Swordfish and watch it over and over.
Or Monsters Ball.
Yeah.
Or Monsters Ball.
Yeah, or put those two together.
Yeah, yeah, just have a collage
of
that.
And then have like some moaning.
Somebody did that somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's done here in the studio, actually.
somewhere on PornTube.
Yeah.
Halle Berry is 48.
48, told you. Wow. Late 40s.
She's my age.
Yeah.
And see, it's a lot better.
Hey, Hallie, you and I are the same age. We should probably fuck.
Yeah. I mean, because we're, the same age.
But like, I look a lot like Dave Justice. No. But,
like Dave Grohl's dad.
Who shit out a picture of. Nah, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, for the next one, number 3 is because I like women with attitude. It's Angela Bassett.
I thought you were going to
say Lucille Ball.
I thought I was going to say Rosie Perez.
Definitely.
Who is it again?
Angela Bassett.
Angel. Oh yeah, I like her. She was. She wasn't. She in a
more like Angela Bassett Hound. No.
No. She is in the Toni Braxton video that I love. I was sleeping on the couch a couple nights ago. I fell asleep, and I always put on VH1, and it was that one that.
They show videos on VH1?
Yeah, late at night, but it was the one where she's wearing the little white jumpsuit, and it's like her and Angela Bassett and the chick from
Martin. The Toni Braxton song where she's doing all that moaning and shit doing the song.
Oh, I wanted to.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm just like, God damn, oh my God. Man, this couch will definitely leave stains. I can't be doing this shit here tonight.
Yeah, she's a bad
one. Yeah. Okay, continue, sir.
All right, number 2 is Foxy Brown herself.
Oh,
Greer.
Damn right, man.
Yeah.
She's got probably a big 70s bush going on, though.
Yeah. Oh, and then it's almost, do you like, so it's like they almost like did a parody of her and Austin Powers with Beyonce.
Yeah.
But she was Foxy Cleopatra. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
Right. Well, she's also a MILF, right? Don't you have?
Yeah, Beyonce. Beyonce is definitely a MILF.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want Jay-Z sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, out of the,
I'd take it.
I'd take it.
I would just try to shut that out of my mind, and
out of the 3 of Destiny's Child, my favorite was always and still is Kelly Rowland.
I'm just surprised
Rowland.
You know someone else's name from Destiny's Child.
I know all 3 of those chicks, and they were a great.
You're like the only one that is. You're the one number one Kelly Rowland
out
fan.
With 5 of them, and then it was 3. No, I know my Destiny's Child.
It went from 5 to 3 to 4.
It was 5.
Absolutely,
it was.
No, I didn't know that
first
either.
First started out back in the what was their first song, West Side? That
probably that No No No.
Yeah.
So are you pissed off at Beyonce for fucking them over? Or?
No. There's a whole thing. You got to kind of read.
Yeah, they have no careers.
They don't. But You know the other
it's
three,
her fault.
Michelle and Kelly and Beyonce.
Michelle Obama
kept it going. But I have always, still to this day, she's in my top five is Kelly Rowland. I love her, man. She's hot, hot, man.
She makes great electric pianos.
She is smoking. She was great in Freddy vs. Jason, man. All right. Go on.
I have my number one. Do we need a drum roll?
We will have a drum roll for you, sir.
There we go.
Maybe we will.
I'm looking at just like put a drum roll.
It depends if our lazy-ass producer feels like it.
Yeah.
Well, my number one is Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that was definitely not the number one that I was thinking. You know who Helen Mirren is, don't you?
Yeah, I can't think of what she looks like.
Oh, my God. You go back to, like...
Okay. How far back is this?
You got to go back a little bit. Yeah, I love that that's who you picked, because I would have never
picked... Not Judy Garland.
Helen Mirren's like...
Yeah, go ahead and Google you some Helen.
She's
now,
like classy British...
Helen Mirren.
I mean, I'm not...
Repressed. Sexual
high. You sure you don't have Carol Burnett on that list? No. I mean,
I always thought, you know, it could have been somebody like,
oh God, really? You want to fuck this?
Oh my God. She looks like it.
I know who it is. I know.
Do you just want to like stick it in one of her neck wrinkles? I mean, God.
That is a mom I desperately want to fuck.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, she looks like a mom already.
Yeah, a mom. She's a mom. This is going to go really well in our, for our English demographic.
I kept on topic, man.
Was she in Red?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
Yeah.
That was her. Yeah. That was her.
Okay. Yeah. I still wouldn't want to fuck that.
This was my list.
What,
it's like if you took her face
what
and...
What about Betty White? Would you hit that?
I know.
You know what?
How about Bea Arthur?
Well, she's dead.
That's
even right. Better. No, even better.
Would you hit Bea Arthur? Not Bea Arthur. Would you hit Betty White now, just knowing?
Hey, speaking of dead, Helen Mirren looks like if someone just like smashed her face into Joan Rivers' dead body, and then just like cleaned it off the pavement with a spatula.
Isn't Helen
what it looks like.
Wasn't she the new Hobson? Wasn't that?
Looking at this makes my dick go inwards inside of me.
Yeah, I know.
I don't. I just don't get
it's
it.
Like
Wes.
A turtle.
I mean, you know, I guess I'm proud of you for picking like a.
I am too.
A non-stereotypical one.
Helen Mirren, man. Hey,
that's my number one. Hey. And I don't have to be beholden to any of you bastards.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good. I love that. That's who you picked.
I could play.
Time, it was.
She's gonna play cricket with me. God damn it!
It was starting out strong with like Mila Kunis and Jennifer Aniston.
I know, right?
All of a sudden, I'm like, damn, that's about unprepared.
I thought the rating went
down. So kind of tails it off with Helen Mirren.
Out of that entire list, you would turn all the other nine away for Helen Mirren.
If Helen Mirren offered
me head.
She offered you head.
Yeah, and all the other ones I kick out of bed.
Wow.
Wow.
We picked the right webmaster, yeah. Sir. This is awesome.
You're definitely making the show interesting.
Yeah. I mean, this is awesome. I was like, this show's going to kind of probably drag.
I mean, Great Britain already loves you. Do you need to take it a step further?
Yeah, you don't got to tongue their ass, man.
Yeah. Right?
You're already in.
You're in. You're in the Brit Club.
You definitely have to dust that shit off.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, man.
You're my favorite turd. I wouldn't shit you, man. I would take her. Over everybody else on
that. Wow, that is
man.
Not my pick.
So just head and that's it. I mean,
no, I'm just saying that's she was.
You don't want to clear the cobwebs out of her pussy.
You think she'd do anal?
That's icing on the cake.
Oh, he wants head because she can take her teeth out.
Oh,
she's got the removable dentures. Maybe he wants a little.
I bet
she would be like
he wants a gummy from Helen Mirren.
even like at her, how old is Helen Mirren?
900.
Even at that age, man, she would probably still be all randy about it too. She'd be like, "Oh yeah, shag the shit out of me.
I'm arriving.
Yeah, I'm arriving. Yeah. I'm all proper, you know."
He was like, "Tell me what it was like." He was like, "Tell me what it was like washing Jesus' feet." you just want a history lesson. Like, how is it possible that man lived with dinosaurs?
Oh, wait, I know what happened. I didn't say fuck y'all today.
Tell me, what did you do, Robin Hood for real out here?
You're like, okay. Maybe if I fuck Helen Mirren, I'll get to fuck John Malkovich.
You know, I just saw not too long ago when there was a picture of the Queen with her mom on the cover of like some, I don't know, over there at the tabloid, and they're giving the Hitler salute. The
oh, yeah.
And she's like 8 years old, you know, and they're like, it's like, you know, it's like the heir hierarchy. You know, hierarchy.
Right.
I thought that was kind
of
funny.
Helen Mirren did a great rendition of the Queen.
I thought you were going to say Hitler.
Yeah, well, no, not
By the way, Helen Mirren is 69 years old.
Oh, perfect. Helen,
69. Well, you know, oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this. How old is Goldie Hawn?
I wonder what sexual position you'll choose.
I may not feel as bad, West Side.
Goldie Hawn's still pretty hot, though, right?
I agree. I know. But let's see here.
Yeah, Goldie Hawn is bad. She's no
but
Sophia,
Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren does.
Lauren.
All right, actually, Goldie Hawn is 69 as well.
Oh shit! Shit! Because I would totally. Cause she looks great too.
Yeah.
You know.
She looks great only.
Actually,
and I'm pretty sure Helen Mirren didn't produce a Kate Hudson. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. There you
Still,
go.
Though, man,
there's that.
I mean, hey.
There are some GILFs, by the way.
Some GILFs. Those are GILFs. Those two you just mentioned.
There are...
it can only go into GILF.
GILF. Yeah, I know. GILF.
There's someone who you wouldn't think is a GILF. It is Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
She is in my bathroom.
But how old is she?
In our bathroom?
You don't like Jenny McCarthy, do you, Wes? I see you grunting over there.
She had the whole anti-vaxxer thing going on, didn't she?
Yeah, but, I mean, listen.
The anti-vaxxer? She doesn't like that school?
She was all like, oh, no, you shouldn't get your kid vaccinated, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I don't care about her beliefs.
Yeah, I don't care about that. While I'm sticking my cock in her, I'm not like, hey, does this feel like a needle full of, like, you know, medicine that your kid shouldn't get? Huh? You know, no, I'm not. Sometimes.
I mean, that's like now saying, I am. That's like saying you're not going to fuck Katie Holmes because she might require you to take a personality test afterwards.
let me clear out this rod on your face and chin and neck.
Yeah, so, you know.
We're got clarity.
After we fuck, don't be surprised if some black limos start following you around.
I like how he went, black limos.
I didn't realize I put a pause there.
Like, where's this going?
A little semicolon.
That was a Freudian slip.
Okay, I'll tell you another gilf that's hot that I would totally hit is Peg Bundy, Katie Seagal.
Yeah.
Very hot.
Katie Seagal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Katie Seagal. Nah, I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know you hit that.
I want...
Yeah, I think
I would.
I think she's a one bagger.
No way.
I'm not as old as you guys, so I have a little higher standards.
Do you like the Sons of Anarchy? Katie
yes.
Seagal,
yeah.
Or the.
Yeah, Ow! The Sons of Anarchy.
Ow!
No, no.
How about this? I wouldn't fuck Katie Seagal, but I would fuck Leela from Futurama.
Yeah. You wouldn't be fucking Leela from Futurama, though. No, definitely Katie Seagal from Sons, as. Well, you know, I'm not saying as that character.
Right.
Miss Gemma, but I mean...
You don't like that... Does that fake scar on her breast turn you on?
It doesn't turn me off.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think the older you get, you're just like, you know, the older you get, you just see people for, you know, scars and stuff like that
right.
are just part of, you know, who you are. I don't know. She's...
The older you get, the more desperate you get.
You
know, you're more accepting of certain things.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, before a gut never turned me on until today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a big old flappy labia, you know. I used to not care for that, but now.
So there's some ladies missing from your list there, Wes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so if you put tape over her mouth, Sofia Vergara.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
whatever,
she can't talk.
Dude.
Don't let her talk.
Yeah, whatever.
She looks great, but I don't want to hear her stupid voice.
She's kind of plastic now, though. She's got a lot of
those tits are real, man.
Yeah, she's... Mm.
They're not?
Is
I thought
because,
they were.
Is this a soccer thing because she's from South America? I don't know. I can't lie.
Yeah, it's soccer rivalry.
You know, the Nottingham Robin Hood.
All right, moving on.
Excommunicate me. I'm the soccer community.
Well, let's not talk about soccer. So we're going to offend our fans in Great Britain if we do. I just know we are. So Jessica Alba.
Yeah, she has herpes, though.
God, huh?
She has herpes.
She what? Does?
Yeah, her assistant, her outed her for because she was going to buy the Valtrex because her first husband or whatever.
You just fucking sank
I know,
my boner.
Yeah, that just,
You could have just not said that.
Paris Hilton also has herpes.
I don't care about Paris Hilton.
I know. I'm just saying. But I mean,
she deserves it.
And but at least you know now.
I hope she has mouth herpes and butthole herpes.
You can totally slut shame Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
I mean.
So I think I would just wear rubber and do it anyways. You know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you. Now you know. Now you didn't go.
Now I know. So if I ever meet.
I was out partying the other night, and I was hanging out with Jessica Alba, and I fucked her. I'd be like, did you wear a condom? And you'd be like, no, it's Jessica Alba.
Yeah,
she's
right?
perfect. And I'd be like, no, she has herpes. And you'd be
I wonder why my dick itched.
And I'd be like, well, look, I'm not going to tell you.
Because I gave it to her.
I'm not going to tell you until we do a podcast, but until then, hang in there. And you'd be like, motherfucker, I got herpes.
I'd be like,
it's from Jessica Alba, yo.
I'd be like, hey, invisible woman, those herpes ain't invisible.
Right.
Right?
And I'm sad to
see what I did there?
That. I'm sad to report that allegedly.
That is a sad thing. I don't want to hear.
That's what I learned on the internet.
I could have lived in the dark all my life and not have known that. I wish you didn't tell me, because goddamn.
I'm sorry.
Our lawyers are telling us to say she allegedly.
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 On the internet. Yeah. Allegedly, yes.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, whatever. So slap a couple rubbers on, you're good to go.
Okay, sure, yeah.
What about Penelope Cruz?
She can get it. She can get it.
Yeah.
She can get that dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sally Field.
Does she have, wait a minute, does she have chlamydia or some shit?
No, I don't know. I don't know all of their medical records.
Dr. Nickelbag Rick.
What about Sally Field?
You seem to be the guy. I assume you're the gynecologist for all celebrities.
I would totally still hit Sally Field.
She looked kind of shitty on Forrest Gump, man, and that was like...
That was some makeup,
That was
dude.
Years ago.
That was years ago.
Man, come on, I would totally still get... She's got a nice... Even though she's on that commercial where she's taking the stuff Boniva to help her bone...
Does that help her poop better?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what about Jessica Lange?
She is beautiful.
Yeah, I would still hit Jessica
Lange.
Yeah, some people would still hit Jessica Lange.
Yeah. I would.
Great in King Kong.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd still do it.
Sally Field looks good here, but she looks very missionary.
Yeah.
Very
missionary.
Well,
she'll just lay there.
Yeah, exactly.
She'd be like, she'd been over to Bill Cosby's house or something.
Okay, for every hot person I pick, you guys find the grossest celebrity you can. I don't know what's, there's a trend there. Okay, so we already talked about Chrissy Brinkley. Of course we'd all fuck her, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Natalie Portman?
Yes. Is she a MILF, though?
Yeah, she is a MILF.
She's a younger MILF.
On the MILF.
What about
list?
Kelly Ripa?
How old is... Yeah, of course.
I knew you would say
fucking
Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And Gwen Stefani.
Really?
Gwen Stefani, yes.
Why no? Why no?
First of all, she's too thin. There's nothing a big black man can do with thin bitches.
Mm. But you got a point there. I do like a little thickness myself.
Yeah,
got
to have a little pushing for the pushing.
I hear you.
For the pushing. But,
I can agree with that.
And then
I'm not a thick black man, but I agree.
He's a shameful white man.
Yeah.
And then if Jack Daniels told me I had to do her, then I'd have to tape her mouth shut.
Like who?
Like breweries are telling you what to do now?
The bottle usually
does. Yeah, but you know,
I knew I shouldn't have went on that tour.
Don't ever use that as a defense in court. The brewery told me to tape her mouth shut.
Oh, man. Listen.
Let's not, as your attorney, I advise you really not to go with that defense.
I know. Listen, Norm
told you that you tape her mouth shut.
Normally, I can do whatever I want, unless Sam Adams and Jim Beam say otherwise.
But George Dickel was the one that really pushed me over the edge.
Oh, man.
That George Dickel, he's a bastard, man. You'd never suspect George Dickel to tell him to tape a mouth shut.
Johnny Walker was like, don't worry about it, man. Do what you want.
Johnny
You're
Walker
a cowboy.
Red, Johnny Walker Black, they were both like, look, man, I wouldn't tape her mouth shut, but I'm not, you know, I'm not here to make judgment calls. George Dickel was like, tape that bitch's mouth shut.
Is it me, or do you imagine Johnny Walker looks like the old guy that from the Big Lebowski right at the end? He's in a lot of other movies, but...
Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott, yeah. Just, isn't he just the image of Johnny Walker to you?
No, Johnny Walker to me is like a proper Brit.
Oh.
He has a monocle.
Yeah, he's got a monocle.
I just think of him as a Texas guy.
No, to me that's more of an Evan Williams or a, you know.
What?
Okay. Yeah. He's more of a, you know, he's more of a Western.
Johnny Walker. Just sounds like a cowboy.
I know, he does.
Sounds like a cowboy.
He has a monocle.
Fuck y'all. Y'all are wrong. Anyways.
Yeah. Oh, he's not a MILF, that's for sure.
You keep destroying my dreams, one after the other. First you tell me
Jessica
Alba...
destroy your dreams, sir.
First you tell me that Jessica Alba has herpes, now you tell me that Johnny Walker's not a cowboy. I might as well slip my wrist right now. Why? There's no reason to live. There is none at all.
Justin.
Pod vomit's over. I'm dead.
Santa Claus is not real, sir.
I know, it's Krampus. It's all about Krampus. I get gifts from Krampus. The gifts usually involve scarring and beatings, but...
And gills.
And gills. And Helen Mirren showing up at my door.
Guess what you get for Christmas? You get a dust off my pussy. Yeah,
you can stick it in if you can figure out how to open it.
It's like that Hellraiser box.
Helen Mirren's pussy.
It's a trick to opening it up, you know. Man, if but once you get in.
Oh, man.
You can't get out.
Oh,
you can't
yeah.
get out.
It's
man.
Like a.
You're slut shamed with Helen Mirren.
Oh, man.
People like, hey, he's fucking like, Helen Mirren.
It's like quicksand.
At first it was sexy. In. Now it's just become goddamn annoying.
I didn't know her pussy was the gate to hell. That's worse than herpes. Just so you know.
She would have been Jessica Alba. So much easier.
I'd rather have a little itching than, you know, forever torture and hell.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. Oh, wow.
You fuckers talk, but wait till she shows up. Wait till she shows up.
She's our biggest fan. And she's like, I like them until that one episode.
They're cheeky. And they like our soccer. I like their soccer team. We can become like sponsors of your soccer team.
Can we start our own soccer team called the Helen Mirrens?
The Hell on Mirrens.
Oh, man. That sounds like a shitty AMC TV show.
Right. The Hell on Mirrens.
Hell on Wheels.
Starring West Side. That's our biggest fanboy.
I just have the courage to admit it, you
motherfucker. No. It's fine, man. Some people like feet. It's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I know. Some of us don't like our feet to be super old and wrinkly, but...
This is no longer a safe place for me.
Yeah, but it's softer skin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're like...
Old people have really soft skin.
Right there. I've fallen. I can't get up.
Yeah.
West Side's like, it's all right.
When Wes goes to the strip club, he like looks at the stripper's feet and is like, if like they don't have corns on them, he walks the fuck out.
I'll never forget one time this guy I knew was selling a bunch. I've probably told the story on this show before at one point, but this guy was selling.
I've heard that.
About the porn, about where he was selling his videotapes off. And he said, is there anything you're interested in? And I kind of just looked through him. I was like, nah, I'm good. And the guy that he was working with.
Except you picked one tape and like all 15 of them were stuck to it.
It's like Spider-Man on them. What's going on here?
Is this one tape or 80?
A collection?
Oh, wow.
It's a box set.
I don't think this is going to fit in my VCR.
I don't have a VCR cleaner. I don't want this one.
Oh, man.
But as his friend.
It's going to make my heads dirty.
I don't want to give my VCR heads. But I asked the guy that worked with him, I said, did you buy anything from him? And he goes, nah, he didn't have what I liked. And then I made the dumbass mistake.
What do you like?
Yes.
What do you like?
I should have just walked away and went, well, okay. And he goes, little old lady gangbangs. And I went,
little old lady gangbangs.
Really? That's a thing? And he goes, yeah. And so, I went, you like that? And he goes, oh, yeah.
So Betty White's on his list.
Yes. I just kind of, you know, it's like one of those points in your life where you're like, you know, I thought I saw and heard everything. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Right? The internet, I guess. I have never ventured out into that area at all.
You know, and just imagine the conversation he had with that guy that was giving away the tapes. He was like, I don't know, man. Do you have any little lady gangbang tapes?
Well, yeah, right.
No. I mean, what are the titles of those?
Yeah.
I mean, you can get creative with it, I guess.
Granny, get your gums.
Oh, man, that's pretty good. Granny got ran over by a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, man. Well, I guess that's our MILF show, man. We're going to leave it with
that's
Granny
it.
All smeared out there in the lawn. Gammy, get your gums.
Oh, man.
Look at those gams.
It's like, I want to put that granny in a home.
Oh, my God. Well, this has been a much better show than I could even possibly imagine.
I know.
It's all due to our new webmaster, West Side.
West Side.
Helen Mirren, I love you, baby.
This is what this is what makes this show so interesting and diverse, Turnco.
We definitely have diversity.
Yes, absolutely. We have opened up the diversity tunnel.
I mean, at least one of us is interested in Helen Mirren's pussy.
Exactly. And this will be a further topic in other shows. So we may even do a whole Helen Mirren show.
Yeah, we're
going
to do a Helen Mirren biography.
Right. We're going to have a Helen Mirren inflatable doll for Christmas. So.
Yeah.
So, Westside, you've got lots of, you know, we got lots of things coming your way
lots
as far
of
as
abuse
yeah,
like.
Exactly. All right, well, I appreciate anybody that stayed around and listened to this whole Helen Mirren MILF show. Helen MILF, I don't know, I got nothing.
Helen Milfin.
Yeah, Milfin.
Yeah.
An Elfin Milfin.
Milfin Groovin.
I'm Nickelbag Rick.
And I'm the anti-host Justin.
I'm Westside.
I'm slightly drunk. In Tarantino.
It's kind of seen super drunk to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right,
we are out.
Yeah, we are out. We'll see you next time on Pod Vomit, podvomit.com.
Later, bitches.
Peace.
You've been listening to Pod Vomit on podvomit.com. Don't forget to put your yak in our sack. Make sure to send us email at our barf bag at podvomit@gmail.com. You can find us all over the place. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. Also follow us on podomatic.com and check us out on SoundCloud. You can find Pod Vomit on the Tangent Bound Network. Go gawk at us at Instagram. We're also on the Stitcher Network, and please make sure to donate to our Patreon site. Pod Vomit is recorded at Fenario Studios.